Hi guys, welcome to the first episode of Indecent Behavior. On this one, we will be talking about how romance is different before and after marriage. Actually, whether it's different or not is what we're sort of delving into. So every marriage is subjective, so a lot of what we're going to talk about is obviously based on our experience and our journey so far as a married couple, and based on things we've heard about people we know and their marriage and their relationships. So it's different for everybody, basically.
So is this about romance in the sense what we see on social media and TV, or like stories we have grown up hearing and reading about what a romantic gesture is?
Yeah, I think that's really it. And the fact that social media is just so relevant now and we're all pretty much brainwashed by it. A lot of it is staged, let's be honest. Like, both of us know that we create content as well. There is truth in all of it as well, but at the same time, you only sort of share your happy moments and those romantic moments. So I think everybody sort of assumes that certain couples are just as romantic as they were before and after marriage, which is probably the case. But for us, it is not the case.
What happened?
There is a drastic change in how...
Drastic change.
Yeah, let's be honest. In how romantic we are now that we're married. But there's nothing wrong in the fact that it's changed. Like, that change in romance is not a bad thing. I just think what romance is to us is different now. It's not just like chocolates and flowers and those things. Those things happen once in a while and it's nice, but now it's sort of looking at the larger picture and the things you do to get there, those little acts is what I consider romantic personally, but you can tell me.
So I think it's because when you start off, right, you're buying flowers, you're buying chocolates, and you know, maybe you have work, you have like things to do during the day, and then you find that 1 hour in a day to meet, or maybe once in a week, or you're in a long distance relationship and you plan your journey and sleep time and all those things to talk to each other. So those things change, I guess, when you're married, because your commitments are different, your objectives are different, and as a family you're trying to achieve things together. Yes, there is a difference, and the way it's expressed is very different. For me, it can be romantic when, you know, I'm stuck at work with something, and you know, my partner helps me, you know, move forward, finds a solution. So format of romance changes. Not necessarily that romance dies after marriage. You need to consciously try to at the same time show it or express it now and then, in terms of maybe it's a dinner, it's going out for a movie, or probably get yourself out and do things intentionally. Let's do something different together, right? I think those kind of conscious efforts are needed in any relationship.
I think more so with us, because we also work together. So the fact that we spend pretty much the whole day together is when we sort of need a break away from our sort of work and home environment, that we have so many things to constantly do. So even when we're at home, we're either discussing work a lot, or we have so many other things to tend to around. So I think taking a break to try to do something outside of it is necessary. We still do a lot at home though, because we just enjoy that. But yeah, like you said, I think consciously we do try and take little breaks, but that doesn't involve staged gifting and things like that. That happens just for social, to be honest, for the most part.
You know, how do you think being in this space of Instagram and, you know, influencer, how do you think affects people and their worldview of what, you know, a romantic gesture is, what they expect or what they dream about versus what they end up probably with?
So I think it does get a bit hazy, because like I've said, I mean, being in the space myself, I know how much of it is actually sort of unreal. Not that whatever's happening isn't real as well, but it's unreal in the sense that I'm not showing you the days when I'm having a bad day or when we're fighting. So you always assume that everything is just amazing and everybody's just happy and they're constantly being romantic. So in that sense, I think it gives people a false perception of romance. But just for everybody to keep in mind that, listen, they're only sharing their happy moments. Very rarely are they sharing their downs, and We're all human beings. We all have those days off where we cannot be romantic. You're just tired of your partner, frustrated with your partner because you're just having a shitty day, and that's perfectly normal. I think we have to come to terms with that being okay to not be always the happiest with your partner, because you just have a lot of things going on as well. We're individuals before I think we are spouses. So accepting that there will be change, I think, is the most important thing, and not to let what you see on social or what you see other couples doing influence your relationship. Because again, however close you are to other couples, you don't always know the reality behind what happens behind closed doors and the issues that they might have. So just live within your own space and just focus on that. I think when we start focusing on other people's happiness rather than our own, I think is when problems sort of tend to arise.
So that's our two cents for this episode. So what's our next episode about?
Okay, this one's going to be really controversial. It's going to be about why we choose not to have a child. I think we're going to have like very mixed opinions about this one, but we're just going to share our point of view and the reasons why we feel like it's just not something we want to do. So yeah, that's going to be quite an episode. So make sure you guys stay tuned and we will see you in the next one.
The most romantic thing is being able to find something on Netflix that you both can enjoy together.